Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Okay, broadcasting live from Southeast Hebrew in Silver Spring. Shkalim Daf Gimel, Amud Beis, 3b, pagination page 6, fourth line from the top, what's known as Halacha Gimel, or as we would know it in Bavli, we would refer to it as Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah states as follows. Bachamisha Aserbo, on the 15th day of Adar, Shulchanos HaYoshvim BaMedina, there would be money changers set up in the general population so that people can give their machatzis HaShekel, the amount of money that's being granted from each person for the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, as we mentioned on the first daf, so that the karbanos would be brought from the collective contributions of the entire Jewish people. B'chafhei, on the 25th day of the month, we're already nearing the close of the fiscal year, so to speak, because on Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, they have to use the new money. So on the 25th of the month, Yashvu BaMikdash, they were sitting in the Mikdash, Misha Yashvu BaMikdash Eschilu LaMashkein. And once that kicks in, that they start sitting in the Mikdash, collecting, so they would also at that time start being Mimashkein. The word Mashkon from collateral is that they would take collateral. They would pressure people to give, because this is a mitzvah that they would actually force people to contribute to. Esmi Mimashkinin, who would they force to give? Leviim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Va'avodim Mishachrorim. The basic categories of Klal Yisrael would be included in this forcing. You'll notice omitted over here is which category? Kohanim are not listed over here. And the Mishnah at the end of this Mishnah grapples with Kohanim. Either way, we're not Mimashkinim, we don't force them, but is that because they're not obligated to give, or simply because we don't want to mess with them for whatever reason? But we would force these other categories of regular Jews. Avalo noshim va'avodim uktanim, but we would not force, we would not be memashkein women, slaves, or children. Kol katan sheiskel aviv lishkal al yado, if a father started giving for his child, shuven et posek, so then he shouldn't stop, he should continue giving for the child. Now, we know that in our time, since there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we are not giving to the collective karbanos, so we don't give the machatzis HaShekel. Nevertheless, we have a minig that's very much in force, that approximately at the time of Purim, we give a machatzis of the local matbeya, of the local currency, and we call it a machatzis hashekel, and we give it to a tzedakah cause. There's even a minig that you give three of them, which actually unravels a very important factor over here, which is that it says the word teruma three times in the section in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. Teruma, this giving, is mentioned three times over there. And it's actually talking about three different types of giving. One giving is the one we're focused on, which is the giving to the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The second teruma that's mentioned over there is for the Adonim, which everybody gave equally. And the third one is the general Mishkan contribution, where everybody gave whatever they wanted. Kol Nediv Lev. The question really is, in that section, when it says that a person has to be age 20, is that the halacha regarding this machatzis hashekel? That's a machlokas. The Rambam takes the position that everybody's supposed to be giving once they're legal adults. And there are other Rishonim that say that Machatzis HaShekel is based on the 20-year demarcation, and until you're 20, you don't have to give, and that's the way it's codified by the Ramah in Hilchas Purim, that when we do the remes to their Machatzis HaShekel, it only applies from the age of 20 and on. What's fascinating is that we see from this section, no questions asked, that women and children are definitely not included in Machatzis HaShekel. The question, of course, is then, why when it gets codified in Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, etc., is there a very strong minig to give on behalf of children? In fact, some of the poskim say, Kol HaOver should be read poetically, Kol HaUbar, even the fetus should get a redemption for him. And many people do give for women, although that's a machlokes too. But if it's so clear over here that they're not obligated, why our minig, that's a remez to their halacha, would seem to be more strict than what they did? So the first step to resolve this is simply to jump into the Gemara over here, dropping down a few lines. The Gemara says, "Ein memashkinin es haktanim," you don't take a mashkon from children, "halitvoa tovim," but the Gemara wants to infer that even though you don't take a mashkon and you don't force, but you are supposed to be toveya, they are obligated. In other words, Ein Mamashkin should be taken very literally. We don't force. But that's not supposed to tell you whether there's an obligation or not. And the Gemara answers, well, children obligated? Hadada Tamar, what does it mean? B'shehevi shtei sairus, that they already are a legal adult. They started showing here. So 13 years old. Avlam lo hevi shtei sairus, lo. There's definitely no obligation. Ulamashkin, and what our Mishnah meant to say was that when you're forcing, Eimemashkinin afilu b'shehevish deisairus, even if they brought two hears, even if it's a legal adult, you're still not memashkin. So the three categories when you talk about a person growing up, the first level, certainly there's no obligation. The Gemara says nothing doing. The second level is once he's bar mitzvah, so then he's supposed to give, but we're not going to force him. And then at the age of 20, he's considered true adult, and we would force. The Taklin Chadatin, which is the classic Pirish in Shkolim, towards the bottom of the page on the third wide line, he says that at 13 you become a bar chiyuva derabbanon. It's rabbinic. In other words, he's learning that the pasuk of Ben Esrim, of being 20, is very definitive. You have to be 20, otherwise there's no obligation according to the Torah. But, midrabbonon, there's an obligation. But lower than bar mitzvah, there's certainly no obligation at all. Drop down to the bottom of the amud, Halacha Dalid, the next Mishnah, we're told, Afapisha Amru Eime Mashkinim Noshem Va'avodim, even though we don't force women, Uktanim, and children, Avalim Shaklu Mikablim Biyodom, but if they gave, we would accept it. So they can give voluntarily, but there's no obligation, and that's the simple way to learn that there's no obligation here. So the question again is, so then why are we giving for children, and why would we go ahead and, at least according to some shittas, be given for women? I believe the answer is that the Medrash, it can be found Yalkut Shimoni, a Perek Gimel of Esther, tells us, Golui Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem knew that Haman was going to give Shkolim to Achashverosh with generosity. He was going to give a lot of money and with a lot of fervor. And we know that fervor, even if it's for the wrong purpose, but it makes an impact. Lefikach, the Medrash says, Hikdim Shekleihem Lishiklov. Therefore Hashem had us give our shkolim before he gave his shkolim. Hainu, and that's what it means, Be'echad ba'ador mashmiyim al ha-shkolim, that we start giving our shkolim Be'echad ba'ador on the first of that month. What you see from the Medrash is that our chatzi shekel is very much in tune with Purim, and that's probably why it's linked to Tainus Esther or Purim night, according to the different menhagim, but it very much has to do with making sure you get your shekel in before Haman gets his in. And there's a theme there. What did Haman want to do? What was he paying for? He was paying for Anoshim, Noshim v'taf, Anoshim taf v'noshim. He wanted to kill everybody out. And therefore, I believe it makes a lot of sense, once you know the Medrash, and once you know the link, that the minig developed, even though it's clearly not obligatory, and rarely should our minig be so much more chamor than the actual halacha, but we take it on as a very strong one because we recognize the merit and are looking for that merit to whatever extent we're able to be zocheh to it. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.